What do you think about Ibn Salam? As you can say, he said Ibn Salam and not Abdullah, because to them he's still Al-Hussein. And he did not want to say Al-Hussein because Al-Hussein is no longer his name. What do you think about Ibn Salam, the son of Salam? They said he is our master. And he is the son of our master. He is our rabbi and scholar. The son of a rabbi and scholar. Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, would you embrace Islam if he embraced Islam? They said, God forbid that he embrace Islam. He will never do that. Because to them, he was a leader. He was their master. He was their scholar. He was their rabbi. He was one of the most learned out of them. And then at that moment when they said that, he walked out from his hiding place. He said, O Jews, have fear for Allah in your hearts and accept the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for you certainly know that he is the messenger of Allah, as mentioned in the books that we read. His name and descriptions is mentioned in the books that we read. Then he said, I bear witness and testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I believe in him and I trust in him. This is in front of them. They looked at him in amazement. They said, you are a liar, the son of a liar. And you are the worst one, the son of the worst one. And you are the most ignorant, the son of the most ignorant. And they threw all these false allegations towards him. You know, now it's against him, you see. They can't say he is our master, because a master is going to be followed. Now he's become the biggest liar, the worst of them, and the most ignorant of them. Wallahi, they're the worst, and they're the liars, and they're the... Then they started throwing all these allegations against him, until he looked at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, did I not say to you, O Prophet of Allah, that the Jews are people of corruption and slander, people of falsehood and treachery? And wallahi, they are. So here is two proof that affirm, and there's many others, that they knew with certainty that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah and the last messenger. And they came with falsehood deliberately. If we read the history of Islam, Allah Ta'ala saved them of their slavery to Fir'aun. He saved them from the seas and drowned Fir'aun and his army. He selected them to receive food from the sky. He sent to them prophet after prophet from amongst themselves. He sent to them the holy scriptures. He favored them in their time over others. He showed them his signs, his miracles. He gave them good protection. He blessed them with glory. He gave them like he has given no other people of Al-Alameen. How did they reply to these blessings? How did they reply to these blessings? Why are they al-maghdubi alayhim? We must take heed with this and understand this and keep far away from what they did. They followed only what they wanted to follow. Every time a prophet came to them with that which did not appeal to them, they either just rejected the proof, the truth, and walked away from the prophet, or they rejected the proof and slit the throat of the prophet. كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسَهُمْ فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ. Every time a prophet came to them with that which their soul did not desire, a group of them they said they're liars, and a group of them they killed. So we must understand, we don't want to fall in the same trap they did. You know, today, if you look at the situation, many Muslims take the matters of Islam, you know, as not being serious, for mockery. And when you advise them or you warn them, they throw at you all these feeble excuses in order to justify their actions and to excuse themselves from obeying Allah and His Messenger. Following that which appeals to them and rejecting that which does not appeal to them. This is the action of the Jews, the Munafiqun. This is why Allah put the wrath on them. Oh, I'm not guided yet, a lot of us say. I'm not guided yet. Allah mahad, Allah yahdina, Allah yahdina. Oh, the rulings are too difficult. Oh, you know, there is a difficult times and everyone's like this. We have to blend in. It's the 20th century today. You know, let's take it easy. Chill out a bit, they say. You know, just relax. Don't be those hardcore people, the extremists in the past. Oh, my heart is pure. I've got a good heart. My intention is sound. Alhamdulillah, I believe. I believe. He believes in the nightclub and the pub and the what's the name? Yes, he believes. Oh, a little girl at the age of 15 or 16 or 17 or 18 or even to the 30-year-old. Where's your hijab? Ya akhti, ya'udhu billah. Oh, I'm still young. I'm not married. I'm afraid that if I wear it now, no one's going to marry me. Oh, what are the people going to say about me? Oh, it doesn't look good on me. Oh, I'm choking. It's too tight. I'm suffocating. The hijab suffocates her. Or you get other people, for example, wallahi akhi, my parents put too much pressure on me. Too much pressure, I can't take it. Too much pressure. Oh, my mother puts pressure on me. Oh, my husband puts pressure on me. Oh, my wife puts pressure on me. Oh, my children put pressure on me. Subhanallah, khalaqana. Read the Quran. If that's not going to put pressure on you, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Or others, you hear that, oh, I don't want to sort of commit myself to an ongoing commitment. Ongoing commitment. Subhanallah, khalaqana. You don't want to commit yourself with Allah by obeying His laws because it's going to be an ongoing commitment, but you want to commit yourself to shaitan with an ongoing commitment? Or others say, really, I'm not interested. Khalini halam al-Islam. Leave Islam aside. I'm not interested.